Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaya, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Rastafari, and I, love the youths them. Repatriation.
Oh, children of men, how long will you be at your work? Sell it down for back. Why seek what is mine? Just make it to peace, and salvation, and death correct.
Positively clear, the people in the world keep forgetting them past and them gone astray. Some may burn them every day. That them no love conspirators are tough and never fail. Positively clear, the people in the world are lost, be them some class. Never wait, think you're actually there. You're two, you go back and you a snake in the grass, me and the youth are trying to run away. Melchizedek in the way, yeah. So if you see me and the youth, I'm trodding to the earth. We have to trod it in the last way. Yeah, yeah, trodding this one away. Have to trod this one away. Yeah, yeah. Them same 50, 60, 70 big, and me slew them off in space and one day. Well then, you see, the people in the West, see one of them gone crazy. Love to big up them chest, yet them there in a slavery. Them can't yam no food without no money. So foolish is the man in food. I tell you, Kevin, cleanse your ways, clean up your body, so you no bother get me, say, oh, no, but it's hard. Babylon has been stolen, them don't get them peace, and no heart, so hard. That's why we come to throw this one away.
Ethiopian rain in the heart and flesh. From Mount Zion me come to every Israelite. Out of Babylon show me how it's the port for repatriation. No cut no more, don't nobody kill no younger one. So rise and take the sun, you better know a fever. So last is the almighty man, confuse not your heart. Them side me turban, conspiracies are tough. Emmanuel so I told because him on go rock. We have to throw this one away. The first and only way. Hey, so if you see I and the youth them trodding through that thing, Alpha and Omega way. Well then, the whole of them only secretive, but they want me one now. On them corners and them crevices, what are to do the show? I need to see every youth grow. Live enough, come make it reason and flow. Oh, what's on the sea where you are so? Can't plan, can't on a piece of office. And we happy trodding one away. Happy trodding one away.
Raggy Road, the road is so rough. Raggy Road, the road is so tough. Raggy Road, road is so rough. Raggy Road, yeah, you will love it. Chugging this road for the longest while, I make a real note for them one fit all. Hey, hey. Chugging this road for the longest while, and never you try papa fall another man coil. Chugging this road for the longest while, a long time the widows and them no stop till the soil. Chugging this road for the longest while, and give away more than one tenth of the spoil. Trudging this road for the longest while, until my love never run out of oil. It's a one-year free, but tell them I'm not bargain, tell them I'm not deal. No for them no one put them soul that won't do it. So them go rape, them go rob and them go kill and steal. All I try is all another man deal. When a deaf, when a dumb, when a blind face of feel. One man was worthy to open the seal. Emperor Selassie, I know he's real. Babylon get trampled and I mean.
Raggy Road, road is so rough. Raggy Road, road is so tough.
Raggy Road, road is so rough.
Raggy Road, yeah, we love him.
Chugging this road for the longest while, tell me career enough for them walk the soil. Hey, hey. Chugging this road for the longest while, and never you try papa fall another man coil. Chugging this road for the longest while, a long time till papa turn him no stop till the soil. Chugging this road for the longest while, and give away more than one tenth of the
live up.
When you were in your trap.
but I did my best to help you out your mess. But now I'm on regret, cause you are walking that, that's how you're not paying back. And how you fit to that? How them see, how them see, how them see, how them see say that? I'll work it then, I'll work it then.
So Jah Jah say and all his prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. Yeah. So Rasta say and all the Rastas before we say we believe in love and unity. So Jah say Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa improve our sex. We must unite together. Even our organize and unite, we now have a future. Still have to say, the Arabia united Africa and Ethiopia be the headquarter. But some fool go behind the back of the son of Jada. From that day until now, we don't stop suffer. You don't want to organize and unite with your brother. But you choose to smoke and drink liquor with a stranger. We may want more than black, I wish that time get blacker. This is a black lion, it's so innocent. I could never forget the struggle of poor mama Africa, the big ship. It's a field cross the water. I know the ship he go dock up in a Jamaica. Take far for the ship he face plantation owner. With a bus craft, me back and I tear me shoulder. Me have to run away like me brother when them call Kunta. Run away, to stay in a runaway bay. The struggle of Africa cannot go away. If it jump in a me head, me rewind and play.
Love unlimited, just want the Father give. What's the joy and a privilege to know and show the love. Love unlimited, it's the only way to live. What's the joy and a privilege to know and grow in love.
But no know nobody name saw. I'm a boy, yeah. I'm a same one, but me no know nobody name saw. So me have to go reveal my identity. Cause you no realize me, you no vibe me, you no recognize me. You're not supposed to blame my features have changed. All these ears that prickle from beneath my chin, like lumps of contours and they curl, they change my identity. But I'm a same one. I'm a boy who used to name tire. I'm a boy who used to catch up the fire. I'm a boy who used to chat on the answer. I'm a boy who used to go Riverside, turn over Varakstone, catch over Janga, near with Congolanga. Used to weep, but now me get stronger. Used to shout, but now me get longer. Look how me get big and thick and full of a vigor and a roots and culture. And me the people I'm a cry for. I'm the same one, Rasta. We used to play marble together. We used to play gigs together. We used to shoot birds together. We used to even look girls together. There's a lot of things we used to do together. We used to live like brother and brother. As Rasta and Rasta. It is good that no.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, and Bet Salam. Greetings, greetings, brothers and sisters and all others right here, here, here. Here, the After the Shabbat podcast here on the Ear Rastafari Sabbatical Study for this Shabbat Strong here. We're at the 15th Sabbatical Study right here. Hebraically, it's known as Shabbat Bo. Bo. Bo means like to enter, like to go in. Shabbat Bo. Because the key words that Moshe and Aharon was told to go in. You know, we say go in, you know, Bo, go in. Enter in, go in on Paro. Can learn something right here with these latter days and times, right? But here, we're picking up right here with Second Book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus, Movement of Jah People. Torah reading here with Exodus and the Trinity of Readings. We have Exodus chapter 10, focus readings, verse 1 to chapter 13, verse 16. And the prophet's reading, Hebraically we know as the Haftarah, or the Nevi'im in the modern Hebrew, but the Nevi'im, the prophets, reading, Haftarah reading, Jeremiah, Ermias, in the Amharic Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 46, right, chapter 46, focus verses 13 to 28, in the Brit Hadasha, in the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant reading, New Testament reading, we have Luke chapter 22, focus verses 7 to 30, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, focus verses 20 to 34. So here, you know, at the top of the After the Shabbat, maybe say Shabbat, you know, Shalom, Sendet Salam, but technically speaking, in most regions, when the sun goes down, our observing, our keeping, you know what I mean? We celebrate the Almighty. We celebrate the life and the life giver. But that keeping of the Shabbat, as we refer to the Sabbath as the Queen of Days, right? So here we have the Torah portion outline, Exodus chapter 10, round about verse 1, we have the eighth plague, known as the locusts, right? Then in same chapter, verse 21, we have the ninth plague, or the darkness, quote, end quote, right? You know, we like to get into further commentary. Most of you know on these things. But the first thing, just get the basic, the peshat, the overview, right? So in Exodus chapter 11, we have the warning of the final or the 10th plague or consequence. You know, environmental consequences, ain't nothing new in the sun, right? Chapter 12, verse 1, we have the first Pesach. Pesach, the Hebrew, Fasika, the first Passover instituted. Chapter 12, verse 29, then we get the 10th plague, which is the death of the firstborn. I know one-to-one the sense about, there's a lot of questions, you know, one brother in, he shared something with me a little earlier, you know, quoting some areas in the scripture, you know, he was quoting like, I'm actually bringing it up, and I just want to share this with one-to-ones here, because it's I and I perspective. Right, you know, like how we see things. Like it says, before the Lord, right? I try to emphasize, you know, what the Hebrew says in the context, like in his face, But then the faith also can be used like for perspective, you know, like in your face, how does that look? Not on your face, but from your perspective, you know, because we all might see things from a slightly different perspective. Okay, here we go right here. He has shared this from Deuteronomy. It's a couple of verses right here. And we use these as teachable moments, right? Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 7 to 12. Some people interpret that to mean like kill your own son or daughter, your wife or intimate friend who notice you to serve other gods. You know, I've heard people say, my house is my rules, right? You've heard ones and ones say that, right? You listening? Anybody there? In my house, you know, you heard one say, it's my house. Your parents, some of your parents or guardians or others might have said this, you know. When you pay the bills, then you can set the rules, right? We hear that kind of thing, right? And just the context here, whether you believe or you believe or whatnot, this, so forth and so on, let's just read and comprehend what we're reading. So based on this quote here, Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 7 to 12, some would interpret that as, oh, kill your own son or daughter, wife, or intimate friend who you notice to serve other gods. We can get into some details, brothers and sisters. You know how we like to get into the details, you know, because the divinity is in the detail. What? Huh? Oh, you heard the devil's in the detail. That's why you're looking for the devil? We're looking for the divinity in the details. Exodus chapter 22. Right, I think around about verse maybe 19, based on this little share right here, it says, kill followers of other religions. All right, this is how people kind of are chewing the food for you and spitting in your mouth, but you need to eat the food for yourself and see how it settles, you know? Clear your belly, fast for a moment. In other words, don't go over here and here and here and eat other people's food, and then I say, I'm having a feast. Before you come to my feast, you're going around to everybody else's house and every other place and eating all these other food. Then when you come to my table, you sit down and say, oh, my belly hurt. Is this food? No, you've been eating off of too many other plates. You know, fast for a moment. Then they quote here Deuteronomy chapter 13. I think this is even the way they quoted this here. It's like a date or something, you know, but 13, I think chapter 13 verses maybe 13 to 19. And they say kill entire town in a question mark. In Second Chronicles chapter 15 verses 12 to 13, they say kill non-believers. You know, this is, some people say, you know about that Bible? What does the Bible say? You're a punk. You're scared, right? You can't come to our church and be scared. You know, you can go home. Josh says if any of the mandem, you know, was faint-hearted, he can always go back home. He didn't have to serve. He can, you know, be the home guard. Right. Then they quote Leviticus 20, verse 13, where it says, where they say it says to kill homosexual. I think it says to kill male homosexual. If you want to be specific, or male who's doing something sexual for male. Right. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 20 to 21. They say, this reads, kill women who are not virgins. Now, you know, context is so very important. Now, when he hit me with this, you know, I guess he want to see, well, how I would answer it, right? Right, bruh? Well, you know, Hill of Spirit Talk, Spirit Talk FM, and Chief Iacon Go, yes, I, Rastafari. So I respond, say, yes, in the wrong hands, it's the wrong things. In the right hand, it's the right thing. Death to black and white down presses, you know? Right. And then I added to that another share, you know, just in a reasoning here, because we read, but read, what do we say? Read, reasoning, and hopefully in consciousness, we can rise, get a better perspective, you know, sometimes at a higher height, you can see the lay of the land much better. I said to him, I said, by the way, bro, do you know about the Bantu tribes allegedly, right, invading black African tribes in the South Africa? And killing off, right, the black African, the other tribe men, the other men of the other tribes, and breeding up their women. Now, people say, oh, you talk against the Bantu? No, some of our people are Bantu. But if we're going to be honest, are we just going to choose all, like, the white man stuff? And it's about the white man did this, the white man. And we're not going to – I thought Naya Bingi said death to black and white down press. So we got a dead on what the blacks are doing and the whites. In fact, notice the order. They don't say death to white and black down press in a sequence of order. We say we'll go after them first, and then we'll deal – no, before we can even go after them, we have to kind of clean our own house and check our own cells right there. A lot of guys and gals, even though they don't read Hebrew, they haven't studied from the Hebrew perspective, they don't recognize that they are Hebrew or the Israelite connection for our people, you know, but they have gotten 400 years of white supremacy, white rhetoric, counterfeit Christianity. And you know what? Our people got to acknowledge, you really believe what the white man said. You believe that that guy on the, you know, the blonde hair, blue, you believe that he was the Jesus in the Bible. You believe that, or you want to believe that. But once we recognize they lied, that means we have to revisit everything. We have to, you know, be as a child again. In other words, we have to kind of go back. We have to dismiss all of that. Even if he told us some truth, until we know it's true, we got to put it in the column or the category of the lie, categorically speaking. This is a little rant right here. This is I right here. This is Yadin. You know, this is Yadin, PKA, publicly known as Ross Iadonis or Ross Iadonis Safari right here, here, here. But let's just go through this overview right here. I just want to share this little segue right there. You know, the ones in the chop and the edit part, maybe you can take that out, some of that, maybe you can make that a TikTok, you know, put on your platform, you never know, might do well. But going on with this overview right here, we have Exodus chapter 12, still in chapter 12, right, death of the firstborn. Now, previously we had a song, and in going through the study, as His Majesty Teach I and I, and as the scripture also says, education is the key on one hand, and study to show ourselves approved. We went through this psalm, which was Psalm 102 or 106. We'll find that out. And one of the verses talked about, it's translated about death of the firstborn. But really what it said in the Hebrew of that psalm is death by way of the firstborn. And I've read about this in some other historical study of ancient Sematawi, Tamiri, that all of the blackology calls Egypt, but it wasn't Kemet until the 11th dynasty, but it was called the two lands, Sematawi, or Ta, the land, Meri, the beloved, Tamiri, you know, but after the 11th to 12th dynasties forward, it became known more as Kemet, you know, Kemet or the black land, because of the parts of the land that were rich from that top soil that came from Ethiopia or Tobia or the Kui land or the Taneta land, the land of the gods, right? So it said death by the firstborn. And I had read that there was, like, you know, in different history times, different things go on. And there was some revolt of the firstborn. It seemed to be some civil wars at different times in Egypt, in addition to the whole Hyksos mythology. Because a lot of people talk about the Hyksos, but a lot of this kind of mythology is based on that, you know, Maniso, and he's the only witness of it. And even the ancient Egyptians, yes, they did wonderful things, but they also did wonderful lies. They exaggerated a lot of stuff too. And people say, well, if the Exodus happened, how come it's not written on the wall paintings? Listen, honestly speaking, you ever got your ass kicked? Do you go around and tell people about that? Do you put it up as a monument? You say, hey, this person really kicked my ass. I couldn't even fight back. They got the up. No. You basically talk about your strong points and you know, minimize your weak points. We're talking about ancient Egypt, ancient Mitzrayim, one of our great civilizations. But we have to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yes, we as Hebrews and as Israelites, we focus on this particular event and this particular event horizon. This is important to us, like of other cultures, other things is important to them. Let's go on. Exodus chapter 12, verse 33, the Exodus itself, the coming out from Ramesses to Sukkoth, right? Ramesses to Sukkoth. And we're going to call some names as well and challenge the naysayers, because maybe we are wrong. but maybe we are right with it. Who was the fire? What was the approximate time? And what is the proof that even during that ancient time that the Mitzrayim or the ancient Kemetiu, the ancient Egyptians and the rulers and Paro, the great house, the Per'a'a, in ancient Kemet we say Paro, they say Per'a'a, the great house, Per'a, right? They sought to suppress that particular fact. It's just like we talk about in America. How come they don't talk about all the great things we did? you see any similarity? Right? Remember, death to black and white down presser, non-partial. Exodus chapter 12, verse 43, directions for the Pesach. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, the feast, the festival of unleavened bread. And in chapter 13, round about verse 11, the consecration, the setting apart of the firstborn. Then we move forward to the prophet's reading from the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah, we're chapter 46, first part, Jeremiah 46, 13, Babylonia will strike Egypt. In other words, historically speaking, we see this has happened and it's recorded. Jeremiah chapter 46, same chapter, verse 27, how Jehovah will save Israel, right? Now, there's a particular food for thought here. As we read over some of the ancient testimony, we try to see what's applicable, how we can understand and how we can apply the Torah science, right, of it. So here, there's a theme here of no uncircumcised person. Just a brief commentary, a brief thought for the Shavuah. The rites, the rituals of the Pesach, the Passover Seder, the Passover order, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were designed to inspire or to prompt a kind of a healthy level of curiosity. In other words, when we go over these things, ones might say, well, what does all this mean? You know, I mean, what is all this for? You know, why are you studying the Torah? Well, I mean, how can this help us? That's good. But sometimes people ask those things. They think they already know that it's good for nothing, and they already kind of dismiss it. That's that cognitive dissonance. They know they don't know some things about it, right? And they only know the King James translation, you know, and the way that the European white people, whatever you want to call them, you know, spiritually speaking, the Canaanites, the way that they basically have pushed it and used it for their benefit. But what's the truth of the matter? So, for example, one of the thoughts of the Shavuah here is no uncircumcised person. Next thing, let me say this from the outset. From our true mind, a crossing over mind, a Hebrew mind, words have an outer and an inner, have like a twofold. We call it the law of the two truths. Just like we have uncircumcised or circumcised, people look at it in the biblical, scriptural, Hebraic, Judaic sense of that physical thing done to, you know, males in our order, but in other orders, even in Ethiopia, we hear about female circumcision, and that's really horrible what they are doing there, if you understand what's what. But anyway, be that, you know, as it may, there's a twofold sense of it. Now, people say, well, the New Testament does away with the Old Testament. That's what they've led you to believe. And a principle of a new covenant does supersede the older covenant. But many times in a new covenant, right, you'll find that it's still based, if it's a renewed covenant, it's renewing, you know, a previous covenant. So there are some things that continue, that are good, that continues in the new covenant that was there in the old covenant, but other things that were there for a certain period of time, you know, like as an object lesson, like your children are small. So while they're small, they're under certain manners. But as they get older, as they get more responsible, you can trust them because you've tested them and they're more, then you can give them more freedom, so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? In the same sense, by studying the scripture, we see this kind of evolution, right, of teaching and a gradation as it goes on. So when people jump around the Bible and quote over here and they quote over here and they quote over there and they make up these things, they are often missing the context. It's like you write me a letter and somebody takes one line out of it, they can make you sound like you said whatever. But if somebody read the letter, they'd be like, no, that's not what the person meant. Exactly. Now, the children at the table, at the Pesach table, the Passover table, observing what even in ancient times, much less even modern times, may seem like an unusual rites and ritual and foods, they are supposed to, we expect them to, right, be inspired to, and hopefully feeling free enough to ask. It's not like when you was back in some of the Black Hour people's churches, right, and you ask a question about it. You better keep your mouth quiet. You're trying to be, you think you're smart. You know what I mean? We are discouraged, right, you know, amongst the slave masters' perversion of our ancient rites and rituals. We are discouraged. We're discouraged from asking questions. School, as one of my brothers, duly elected international chaplain, even said, we are discouraged, right, from asking questions in church, but we are encouraged in school to be very active, engage. If they ask you questions, try to answer, so forth and so on. But then when we do that in some of these churches, you know, because it was a perversion of our ancient thing, but in the true context, and you read it even in the Torah, hopefully you can understand what you're reading, that the children at the table, our children, observing the unusual rites and rituals and the foods, are supposed to ask and be inspired to ask, why is this night different from all other nights? See, I'm going to zoom in on this point right here. Why am I zooming on this point? Because from a true Hebraic mind or the line of the tribe Judaic perspective, to ask these questions and be willing, right, to either answer or receive and reason on the answer, we're encouraged in the true way. But a lot of people would think that the Bible thing, people talk about the Bible, right? And you ask them questions, they just want you to believe, but you can't ask them questions. But Hebraically, Judaically, from the core, from the Torah, and we find this here in this Torah reading and feeding, right, that it says that when our child asks, when our son asks us, why do we do these things, right? We're not saying, shut your mouth, just do these things because we do these things. We all been doing these things and that's all going to do. No, to give them an answer. Come, let us reason. So I'm saying from a Ethiopian Hebrew, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah perspective, along with even other Jews, we're encouraging that pursuit, right, of learning and study. Your belief, well, you know, belief is a very personal thing. You know what I mean? But the truth, sometimes, many times, can be something that can be objectively assessed. So when our people say, we need to be more like the fill in the J words, we need to be more, well, we are. But the thing that we need to be more like is studied and knowledgeable about this, like when they are studied and knowledgeable about this and can have a community that serves its needs and even a religion, even though many J words are not religious, right? But then at the same time, they don't overzealously oppose those who happen to have a faith or belief. What many of the non-religious J words, other Jews are about is basically they don't want that kind of your overzealousness, right? You know, to stop whatever their freedom is. Now, we're not getting into the particulars of that, but returning to the point right here, why is this night different from all other nights? So the purpose of Pesach, of Passover, as well as everything else within HaTorah, is to transmit faith, right, to the next generation, as well as knowledge. This is a point that came up. I looked up the word theory in the Hebrew. I got to find out that actually Torah is theory. Then I looked up the word theory, and then theory is actually a part of science. Therefore, ergo, Torah is actually science. What is science? Science is knowledge, right? Knowledge. The word science, look it up, is a Latin word, scientia, scientia. It means knowledge, to know, right? And then how one can prove, right, or show and prove what they know. Now, many who talk about, well, the Bible is not scientific. Most of them don't know the Bible, so think about it. they're saying that the scriptures, right, like the Torah is not scientific, but they don't know the Torah. They don't know Hebrew. So their ignorance is saying that something else is ignorant. How wise or how smart is that? But on this particular point right here, we're encouraged, right, to ask questions. We're encouraged, come, to make I and I reason. Not to make a person believe, right, but so that we all can grow in grace and the knowledge. Hear. Knowledge you can't get in their college.
But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. Depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. And settled in Ethiopia. Settled in Ethiopia. Settled in Ethiopia. Settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their. Destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. Depart, depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve. 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 On Passover Eve.
Got any bread? Any lamb's bread?
Christ feed the multitude, the only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only take a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the doom. Tell the youths for Nazi dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper than the blue lagoon. Them a want for know the mystery and a sister them a moon. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. I gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a two web drum. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon crown. Kill a human, go a dance and left them picnic them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, they get the young red in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more money clown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something. Still, Christ.
Yes, yes, yes. Moshiach. Feed the multitude with one bread, one loaf of bread. I'd like to have some of the other brothers. Sometimes we share Nassim Black, you know, as well as Moshe Levy here, a.k.a. the rapper known as Shine. Speaking on Torah right here before we ride up here with this 15th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And there's a whole incense, the Aishan's connection we like to share. There's an audible ancient incense, Aishan's worship, and what Pharaoh asked. Pharaoh asked something that in the translation is kind of like, it brought out on tilt. You really don't get it. He says, entreat. You know, when Pharaoh says, and when you go and entreat for I, you know, to your nature, to the nature of nature, Yahuwah, entreat to I. When he says that right there, when you start to study it, there's this whole Aishans, right? And the Aishans and worship, and also what is really meant by worship. And Moses to entreat Jehovah, that was part of old Pharaoh's ask. Right there. But I'd like to share this right here. The rapper, a.k.a. Shine, you know, speaking on Torah, right? And when I hear he testify and some of the other brothers and sisters testify, this is one reason, not why I became, but why I recognize that I always was. This resonates. It's like, word? Shah says to do it like that. He thinks that I always felt that was correct. That was the right thing to do. Shema
I want to say shalom right now in Jerusalem with very well-known man, the rapper Shine, also known as Moshe Levy, and I'm just going to ask him a couple of questions. He's been in Baal Teshuva now for 7 years, right?
Baal Teshuva for 12 years.
12?
Shomer Shabbos and really observing Orthodox about 7 years.
7 years. And what inspired you to come closer to God? Anything happen?
I mean, no, you know, I grew up an Israelite life, you know, the same way Moses, Yaakov, all of our forefathers, you know, had the most difficult lives, you know. Yaakov had to be a slave for Laban. His own brother tried to kill him. You know, they raped his daughter. You know, his youngest son, his favorite son, you know, sold into slavery. You know, it's just always difficult for Am Yisrael. You know, Moses, you know, gave up being the Pharaoh to defend a Hebrew that was being taken advantage of and led the small nation against the biggest nation in the world. So that's what a Yid goes
through. Pause. I know it's not clear sound. We'll try to, you know, clean up some of the sound right there. Did you hear the part where he says, and how Moshe gave up becoming Paro, a Pharaoh, or a Nesubat, Nesubiti, Nesubati, you know, a ruler of the two mitzvahs of north and south, of the Mitzrayim, or the Samatawi. But did you hear that part where he said that? These are things that we really get to learn, you know, when we start to study HaTorah from a non-Western, Gentile, whitewashed Christian perspective. But just here again, just one more time. Just wanted to share that right here.
I want to say shalom right now in Jerusalem with very well-known man, the rapper Shine, also known as Moshe Levy, and I'm just going to ask him a couple of questions. He's been in Baal Teshuva now for 7 years, right?
Baal Teshuva for 12 years.
12?
Shomer Shabbos and really observing Orthodox about 7 years.
7 years. And what inspired you to come closer to God? Anything happen?
I mean, no, you know, I grew up an Israelite life, you know, the same way Moses, Yaakov, all of our forefathers, you know, had the most difficult lives, you know. Yaakov had to be a slave for Laban. His own brother tried to kill him. You know, they raped his daughter. You know, his youngest son, his favorite son, you know, sold into slavery. You know, it's just always difficult for Am Yisrael. You know, Moses, you know, gave up being the Pharaoh to defend a Hebrew that was being taken advantage of and led the small nation against the biggest nation in the world. So that's what a Yid goes through. So me being a Yid, having a Yiddishkeit soul, you know, whenever I went through difficulties, you know, it was never to take drugs, or, you know, it was never to take it out on other people. It was to turn to Hashem. And that's what a Yid does. He has to cry to Hashem. That's what they say in the time of Mashiach. You have to cry. The Israelites will cry to Hashem. So for me, that's what happened for me. You know, I was going through people dying left and right, you know, eating bread and sugar. That's how we ate, you know, because we didn't have anything to eat, you know, being the bastard child. You know, David was they thought he was a mamzer. You know, David, his brothers used to sit in a different table and wouldn't sit with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, from where the Mashiach comes. And one day his mother saw that and started to cry and told his mom, he said, don't worry about it. You see, so for me, my entire life, I grew up going through the most difficult circumstances, and the only thing I ever felt could allow me to escape that was a divine force. You dig? And being a dude with a half a brain, you know, the only thing that ever made sense to me, you look at any other, you know, science, it all goes back to Judaism. You know, they say Abraham is the father of all religions. You know, so for me, I don't want to talk to the middleman. I want to talk to Hashem. I want to go straight to the boss. And that's what, you know, I'm Israel, I have the luxury of doing. You know, so for me, all the difficulties I went through was always, man, listen, please help me. Divine force, help me. You know, my grandmother used to put me on a game and spit in my ear. And listen, what you're going through is nothing. Moses went through worse. What you're going through is nothing. David HaMelech went through worse. You know, read this, read that. And when you read the stories, you know, they don't register. And you're like, man, he really went through that? Nah, that's something I'm reading in a book. But they really went through that. Because I really went through everything that Amisrael has gone through, is documented in history. And Hashem has always delivered me. You know, that bread and sugar, man, tasted like, you know, a five-star meal. You did. The same way we sing, you know, for the third meal and sing during Shabbos, that's what Hashem used to give us. He gave us simcha, despite things being difficult and challenging. Because I know people that got $1 billion and they don't have the happiness that poor people who are filled with the spirit of the Shekinah had. You know, so again, for me, you know, I knew Torah without knowing Torah. You did. It's like the same way Yaakov and Abraham, you know, they knew Torah. Abraham, Avinu, his parents were idol worshippers. He grew up around nothing but idol worshippers, and he knew the Torah. He before it was given on the scroll. So it's the same thing with me, man. You know, I always knew Hashem, and I always applied those ethics. So when I was going through difficulties, when I was going through challenges, I knew the only way out was having a relationship with the Most High.
Would you say there's one particular event that really, you know, pushed you forward to do this whole thing? To come closer to God?
No, I mean, you know, again, my entire life was difficult. I would say the real turning point, you know, in that relationship, because again, you know, people have to understand, being a Yid, being an Israelite, being Jewish is not, you know, coming to Sabbath services or, you know, showing up for Rosh Hashanah or, you know, putting on a suit, wearing sisters or going pays. You know, being a Jew is having a relationship with Hashem, honoring that relationship, being loyal, like you got a contract. Adam HaRishon, you know, is a partner in the continuation of creation. That's some serious thing to register. You know, so for me, when I got shot, when I was 15, that was the consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. So for me, when I got shot, it was, you know what, no problem. It's what I have to go through. Please just get me through it. You know, I was a quintessential Israelite. Always, never, you know, alright, fine, this is what it is, this is the hand I'm dealt, how are we going to play this, how you going to let me win, fine, they stacking the deck, they cheating, they got extra cards, please, Hashem, how are we going to do this, I know I can beat him, I know I can defeat him. So when I got shot, that's what really let me know when my life was right there in my hands, and let me know that the only way I was going to be able to get through life was through divine intervention. And, you know, obviously when you get shot, you retaliate, different things happen. And the fact that I made it through that entire situation, you know, I was dealing with some serious guys, man, some Goliaths, you know, some warriors. And the fact that I defeated them, little old me, you know, was proof of this relationship that my grandmother had been telling me to forge, and that I've been forging myself. But talk, what is talk? You know, poetry is great, but life is better. You understand? So you got to live it in order for it to exist. So for me, I was saying, yeah, I want a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, the stuff Hashem is saying is true. Yeah, what my grandmother was saying is true. But when I really went through a situation where I could have forsaken Hashem when I got shot, that's when it became real. When I said, you know what, nah, man, I got to keep going with this faith. This faith is going to get me through this. And it got me through it. You know, a year after I got shot is when I got my record deal. You know, and I went from sleeping on my mom's couch, you know, to being a millionaire.
And, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming up on Thursday, and we'd like to change the new to Teshuvah. Is there any one thing you'd like to do to come closer to God? One thing you want to take upon yourself?
I mean, you know, even me, you know, I'm from the line of David, so I'm just like, you know, my forefather, he was fired. David was fired. You know, he had a temper, they say, I had a temper. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, my name, say Moshe, I had to work on that. So for me, you know, I think it's very, you have to be careful how you talk to people. Mm-hmm. Be careful how you treat people. You have to be very concerned with that. You know, because the reason we eat kosher is because, you know, depending on how we use this instrument called our mouths, you know, we can speak with the Shekinah. So you have to be very careful of the words that come out your mouth, because Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. So we are made in His image. So everything we say is very important. You have to be careful of what you say to people. So that's one of the things I want to work on, what I say to people, how I say it to people.
All right, Mr. Moshe, it's a pleasure. Very happy to see you. I only wish you the best. And Shana Tova.
Shavua Tov, Shana Tova.
Yes. excuse me. I know already was checking out the ice sense right there. Yes. So, anyway, brothers and sisters, I hope that I heard it well. He touched on a lot of key points, like to clear up that audible so one can kind of hear it well, you know, the last part, anything he want to work on himself for the new year. And he said, well, you know how we speak to people. You know, because the Almighty created, you know, all that be with 10 words, or we call it like Hebraically the 10 utterances, what's often called like the 10 commandments, but with 10 words, the Yod, the Yod, the Y, the Ya, which has a numerical value of 10, because, you know, math is an absolute science. So the math of the Torah will show even the scientificness of the Torah. But here, I'd like to share this before we share the ancient Aishans worship, you know, and what Pharaoh had asked, but what somewhat is covered up in the translation, you know, being in the English, some of the Hebrew nuance, you know, it's like not just the word, but the spirit, you know, like when we say different things, we use the same words. Like I like to use the N-word example. You use the N-word. We as black people, you know, we use the N-word. And we can use it in two different ways, saying the very same word, but it's how we say it and the context that we say it. So much of the Hebrew is not just a letter of the law, but it's the spirit of the law. And here I like to share as a rhema right now word, Sister Sojourner. Love this tune by the sister. Who might know Sister Sojourner? Can look her up on the YouTube. It's called Psalm 37. And it's titled Understand This, D-I-S, Understand This Psalm 37. Listen to Relix right here, Psalm 37, repatriation psalm. Yeah.
Why? A long time here I try to understand why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me track back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie.
After much time remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. Israel love them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and allergy. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family if I ask the most high, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go up on your knees and ask the most high, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family need to ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down. On the ground, no time to play around, no time for games, yeah, mess around. We are the problem, we always the cause. Turn the back on the creator, I know we are the ones to say bubble and a hater. Them coulda never touch the 90, them coulda never touch the one who the most I appointed. We fall from grace, we turn your face, no time to turn back and win the race. Why do the
we say Babylon the hater, but haven't we turned our back on our creator? Interesting right there. It's just a sojourner right there, sojourner. And understand this psalm is on the Psalm 37 rhythm. Hopefully I find this. Love the tune right there, but let's ride it right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
And here the evening psalm for Saturday, for the Sabbath day, the standing psalm right here, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Thank you.
Shimela, Shimela, Agarat in Jerusalem, Dana.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a little bit of the Sheba Choir, Sheba Choir over in the State of Israel, an old tune right there, part of Shimela, Shimela. Shimela in Amharic, Shimela is like the stork, you know, the stork? Yeah, you know, that bird that we also see in ancient Egyptian glyphs. The Shimela, Shimela, Agarachin, Jerusalem, Dena, Agarachin, our country, Jerusalem. Jerusalem in the Ethiopics to say Jerusalem, 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 Dena is our country, Jerusalem, Dena. Now even Jerusalem, we talk about the two truths, both the land, right, this land, there's a land that we may call Jerusalem, but Jerusalem in the second of the two truths in the spiritual sense is that consciousness of Jah people, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, right? The city of peace is how it's often brought out, but Yerushalayim, Shalayim is different than Shalem or Shalom. Singular peace, Shalom, plural peace, Shalayim, right? And Shalayim, peace with God and peace with man. As above, that we say vertical relationship and the horizontal relationship on this earthly plane. And then we look at that symbolically as that finding of the true cross. So words have a twofold truth from the Hebrew word sound, right? And in the Afro-Shemitic, hear a lot of those in the Blackology and on different platforms talking more about, you know, the Afro-Shemitic. Because if Hebrew is Afro-Shemitic, Afro, Afro, sound like Afar, Africa, Afro. Oh, it sounds like, oh, it's black. Oh, okay. Also, while it talked about circumcised, right, there's the circumcision, the physical circumcision, right, for the males, not females, not in our order, you understand? And there is that circumcision of the heart, and we find that in the Old Testament scripture. But the Christians, others who call themselves Christians, they make a big thing out of that because they try to cut off the roots. So here, getting to our roots right here, before we write up that audible, like to share one of our co-laborers, heal up to the Army Gideon. Army Gideon, the band, Army Gideon. And one of the lead singers right there, our Haber, our brother Ross, Andesa Tafari, with Shabbat Peace, an exclusive right here for the sabbatical tune, Psalm 92, 24 is today's daily psalm, also the first day Sunday psalm, so look at that correspondence. The standing psalm for Sunday is 24. And today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, is Psalm 24. So we're going to ride up with that. But here for Psalm 92, the Sabbath psalm, Army Gideon. So go check out Army Gideon, the band, love the music. And I brothers, you know, did this tune for us. Give thanks for us. I'm best. I'd like to share this with the fam for the Shabbat. Shabbat peace. Hear this.
بسم آب وويل ومنفس كدوس هادو عملا آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلس وكبر بحيل وكبر لكلما وحيل الله جا راس لفار آي أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل Send Bethela, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bethela, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to
the Most High, Jarastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is a purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa, and I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. Oh, the roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Imnegere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way on, Adjaja way on.
Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah,
Shabbat Shalom, the After Sabbath podcast right here, Let's look at the time factor. All right. So right here, I think this is important, setting up the context, because it's a quiet pace. We go through more of a Hebrew grind, because sometimes in looking at the Hebrew and then looking at the English, we start to see some things which are pretty correct in translation and other things that are way different. And this is one of them right here on the ancient Aishans or incense worship, as well as what Pharaoh had asked. I'd like to ride up with this, first of all, from Psalm 141. Check it.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
So, excuse I while light I and I slip as an hour Memphis Kedushah. I'm not. Yes, I, brothers and sisters. So, the previous Torah portion, right, just to connect this theme right here, because I know we'll read these things, and, you know, we all grow, but iron sharpens iron. So just to share this right here, when when Pharaoh says, I think this is the seventh plague. The seventh plague is the hail. And it's interesting, the hail connection, right? Hail, right? But when Pharaoh says, let's bring this up right here, entreat. Let's look at entreat. Right, entreat. Not in the Western Gentile trick or treat sense, but entreat. We have entreat actually 8 times in Exodus, in Exodus, in Exodus, in Exodus, in Exodus. 8 times in Exodus do we find entreat. Right, Exodus 8 and 8. 8 and 9, 8:28, 8:29, 8:30. We have it in 9 and 28. And here in this 15th sabbatical Torah portion, this manna, this sabbatical, right, this sabbatical manna, right, food, angel bread, food for thought, right, this Torah portion, bow, enter, right, enter, go in, right, Moshe and Aaron are told to go in, right, but here, as elsewhere, we find Paro'o asking for something. Right. Let's go to the first place he says this, and just the connection here. When we say, "Excuse me, make me light my spliff," right? That's what Burhana, right? Burhana Selassie, I Rastafari Joseph, the Rastafari Joseph, the Joseph in the Rastafari revelation, the revelation of the King of Kings Christ in Exodus 8:8, and he went out from Pharaoh, and entreated the Lord. Turn your Bibles, brothers and sisters, those who are able to take, just take a moment. Maybe pause it right here if you can. Let's get the scripture for a moment. Now, for the brothers and sisters, the Havarim and the disciples who are able and who are acquainted with this level, because some might just be coming in and still just with the basic, you know, the basic reading. We'll go into some of the words and behind the words using the softwares like the Word program. When you look at the word behind the word entreat, in other words, entreated in the KJV, King James Version, that's the translation. The word behind that word entreat, right, is the H6279. Most of the brothers and sisters, no doubt, have some internet connection, even on their phones. So open up a search window and put in H6279, all as one, no spaces, H6279. Hit search, hit go, you know, search, and you'll find, you know, that it'll bring up the Strongs. What we're looking for is the Strongs, right? The Strongs, or it's the Strongs numbering, right? It's the word ata, right? Or ata, right? Atara, right? Or ata, atar or atar. Some say atar, they have A-T-H-A-R. Atar or atar, it's an oin. So it's the harder A sound. We have two A's. There's the aleph, right, aleph, All right, it's more of a softer aleis, and then we have the oin, right? The hard and the soft. So the oin here is the oin, it's the tav, and it's the reish, or it's the hard a, the a, ta, ra, atar. So atar, right? The atar. It's like tar, right? Tar, they talk about tar and nicotine, right? But check it out right here. Then Paro called for Moshe and Aaron. And he called for Moshe and Aharon. And he said, this is Paro here in Exodus 8 and 8, just taking a review so we can segue, right, as it were, into this Torah portion. Because this theme here, Josh showed I and I this in the previous Rhema word and revelation and reasoning on this Torah portion. You know how we do, you know, reading over, studying over, and then it's that blessedness that he gives. He said, look at that word entreat. I said, okay. He entreated I to look at the word entreat. So I went to look at the word entreat as we find it in Exodus. Note this. In Exodus, we find the word entreat eight times. Eight times in the book of Exodus, from Exodus 8 and 8 to Exodus 10 and 18. And it's the Hebrew word atar. Right? Atar, 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 right? Or some say atar, but atar, right? It's the word entreat in English. Entreat, I-N-T-R-E-A-T, entreat. And it's the H-6279. You can put that in the search. Hopefully, your brothers and sisters who are able, you put that in your search. You know, it's on your phone. Open on Google, Windows, something like that. Put it in the search and just look at the results, and you'll see the word is atar. You might be able to see the Hebrew, no doubt, letters. And if you look at, it has one entry. And that one entry means, or is, the one entry is, it reads, the one entry for atar, the H-6279, is to burn incense. Ah. To burn incense, eishent, in worship. To burn eishent in worship. So Pharaoh, he called for Moshe and Aharon, and he said to them to entreat. He said, entreat, Yahuwah, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, to entreat Jehovah that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go. See, he'll let the Hebrew people, the children of Israel, go, that they may do sacrifice to Jehovah. That's what Pharaoh said. Right? So Pharaoh, he called, really when you read the Hebrew, right, the word call there, right, he kara, right? He called, right? He called for Moshe and Aaron, right? He called for Moshe and Aaron, and he asked that they would entreat, right? That they would entreat Jah on his behalf to take away, right? To take away what? To take away the frogs. Now the word entreat is to burn incense. All right, very clearly, you can see it right there, entreat, H6279, to burn incense, eishens, and worship, i.e., you see the i.e. in S, it's a Latin phrase, an academic scholarly phrase, in S, i.e., that is to say, basically, that is to say, to intercede. So to intercede is to entreat, and to entreat in the Hebrew oin, in the Hebrew sight, is to burn eishens, to burn incense in worship. So Pharaoh, he called, right? Pharaoh called for Moshe and Aaron, and he said to them, entreat, right? Burn incense, right? Burn incense to Yahuwah, burn incense to Jah, that he would take away, right, the frogs. So in order to take away the frogs, notice, this is interesting, because people say, well, I'm going to go pray, right? Or I'm going to go worship. Now, see, this really makes us start to think about, okay, why we do, or even how we do what we do, right, as we start to grow in grace and in the knowledge, right? So to entreat is to burn incense, right, in worship. So you could burn incense to incense or fumigate the house, you know, on that level. It doesn't say that every time incense is used, necessarily it's used in worship, but there is a worshipful use of the incense. All right. So most of us are going, coming from the negative, as it were, to the positive, you know, from, you know, getting used to things in the world, flesh and devil outside in the profane sense. But now as we come into the Hebrew discernment, right, the true eye, that true view, Jah's view, right, that HD, that Hebrew definition, right, that high definition, that Hebrew definition, we see that the word entreat, see, when you read this before, and you read entreat, especially in these eight places we find in Exodus, from Exodus 8 and 8 to Exodus 10 and 18. There are eight places where each of these places, let me just go over this right here just to make sure when we say this is right and exact, that it's accurate, right? Keeping it accurate. Yeah, in all eight places, the word entreat is to burn Aishans, right? All eight places here for entreat is to burn Aishans. So he said to burn incense, entreat Jah. So from the ancient conception, when one entreated, right, Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true power, or when one entreated even the so-called gods or whatever gods according to their conception. Another interesting thing to note right here, and we just put this here for the record, that you'll notice that though it was a judgment against the Elohim of Mitzrayim, that none are named. I want you to pay attention to that because it's very key. Because I was wondering, like, how come none of the Netaru, Nejaru, or Elohim are named? Elsewhere, we know that he who be who he be, that Hashem has no reticence. He doesn't hold back to name whether Baal or Ashtaroth or, you know, or whoever it may be. Even later on, he names a particular pharaoh, Necho, right? And he likens him to the dragon, right? The dragon in the rivers, right? But this Paro, this pharaoh, remains unnamed, right? And the gods whom Yehovah judges also remain unnamed. That's a very important point for this. It goes along with the reason why when we have Moshe's mother and even Miriam, when they first are named in Shemot, in Exodus, or when they first are mentioned, they are not named. Right? Because you have to remember that while in Egypt, the Hebrews, like we have become Americanized, many have become Americanized, lost their culture, so forth and so on, you know, become a part of the, you know, the popular culture. You know, we call it today Americanized, but in the ancient, they was Egyptianized. So the Hebrews, after being there for those hundreds of years, right, took on the ways of the people, took on the names of the people, right, just as we have. They have become almost like they lost themselves. Right? It was a sojourn there, but now was the time of Jehovah's visitation. Right? And in the manifesting forth of those plagues, right, we find Paro'o here. In the next verse it says, and Moses said to Paro'o, he said, glory. He said, glory over me, over I. Interesting, right? He said, glory, pa'ar, right, embellish, gleam. He said, boast. It also means to explain, clear yourself, clear oneself. It has the idea of like shaking a tree, as it were, to beautify, to boast yourself. He says, Moses says to Paro, remember Moses in Exodus 7 and 1, he is a Elohim to Paro. So in the Egyptian Mitzrayim or Kemetic sense, he is, and he's manifesting that God, right? He is a God to Paro. Pharaoh, in his own conception, he is the Sarah, right? He is the Sarai. He is the son of Ray. He is the Sarah, right? And in Jah's sight, that wasn't a biggie. You see, the biggie was that he said to Paro, let my people go that they may worship me. And Paro, Pharaoh, hardened his heart. He refused, right? And we can see this back and forth. It's like he seems to have, like, what does Pharaoh have ADD or does he have bipolar? Or I mean, what is going on here? Right? Is he? Why does he say yay and then he says nay? He says nay, then he says yay. That's okay. Moses said to Pharaoh, after Pharaoh said, entreat, right? Burn Aishans, entreat Jehovah, burn Aishans, burn a big head for me, right? And pray Jah. You know, pray Jah that he take away these frogs. So Moshe said to Paro, he said, glory, pa'ar, right? Glory over I. Now, it's interesting because in the Hebrew we have tefera, Tepara, Tefara, Pa'ad is the root of the Hebrew Tefarai, or the Tiferet, right? Glory, beauty, glory, glory over I. When shall I entreat, when shall I otah, burn incense in worship to intercede? Reciprocally, it means to listen to prayer. It's interesting, this word, atar, entreat, it means to listen to prayer. Right? So when we're speaking about the ancient and the herb, and seeking to know what is that ancient way, what is that order, right? After the order of Melchizedek, right? Well, right here. Now, when we go to the root of the word entreat, it's from the H6281. So the word entreat often is translated as entreat or to make a prayer. So in the ancient time, to make a prayer consisted of the use of incense or incense, right, in intercession, in listening, right, to prayer. But then that's linked to a place name, a place in Israel, Yashar El. A place in Yashar El, Israel, is known as Atar, right? The Atar, some would read it as Ether or Ether, right? The Atar, the Ether, which means abundance. It means abundance. Let's go here for a moment. It's the H6281. So what we're doing right here is looking at the word entreat. Yes, I, Rastafari. We're looking at the word entreat. And we see the link of the word entreat is the word atar, which means to burn incense, right? To burn incense in prayer, to burn incense in worship, to burn incense, incense in intercession. And how that word is linked to a place name in Israel, which is known as Ether or Atar. Atar, right? It's a place in Israel. Now, even that word, that link, this is how we search. It says seek, right? Seek and search, right? So we have that first idea, which is a whole medi in itself, because you probably read over it, like I've read over this, and it says entreat for me. So we think it means like, so, Ja, can you do such and such? And it's just like, maybe just to talk. And so from some, well, but of course, word, sound, and power, but also the use of the incense. Right, and it's very, I give thanks, I and I, you know, co-laborers in this ministry, you know, both those who labor with I and I within this community, right, within this LOJ, Line of Judah movement, right, of Rastafari, of Jah people, as well as other brothers and sisters co-laboring, because, you know, when you're listening to others' reasoning and bringing forward those revelations, Sister Mariama had brought forth the reasoning, I think, previously about on the waves, speaking about the waves and the, like the electrical, electronic, these waves that are going on, you know, that which we don't see, but also the connection with incense, I remember. There's a link in the connection with incense, what the incense does. You would notice that as we burn incense, right, or incense, especially those holy incenses and incenses, such as the frankincense and the myrrh, you know, on that level, it helps to purify, right, the atmosphere and our vibes. You know what I mean? Because it breaks through all of these other sort of waves, these spirits and waves that are there, right? So we can recognize, even from the usage, right, this connection in the ancient worship, but we've lost something in these latter days and time, and Rastafari gives thanks to Kedemawe HaLeSelassie BeYesus Christos Sim, right, in the name of Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, for the restoration of this, because now in our study, we find the evidence. So Moshe says to Paro, glory, right? Pa'ar, which is the root of Tefara, Tapara, Tithara, Tiferet, the Tefari within the Hebraic sense, right? Glory over I, when shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? He asks them a question right here. Right. So we look at that word, and then now we link the root of atar or ether. You'll see it as ether, E-T-H-E-R, a place in Israel. We just want to open up right here the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, if we are able to. I think we have this here on downloaded some of these apps, brothers and sisters, you know, some of these apps, and, you know, it's we like the hard copy too, but sometimes these are always good to have, because sometimes you have that thought, you have that medi, and you want to follow up, or you want to tune up, or tighten up, or just check and see, was that the way I heard it, was that the way I read it, was that what it is, you know, to follow up on a revelation, or even a reasoning. So it's good to have some of these things as a quick reference. Now, okay, that's the problem with the word Ether, because it's like together. So this, the search here, which we're trying to do a quick search, but we're going to follow up on that word ether, right? That word ether or ether. Okay, guesser. Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E, E, F, G. Okay, so we're at G. So if we go, boom, we got it, we got it, we got it. We got contact. It's on this page right here. Ether or ether, utter. Ether is plenty, riches, abundance, fullness. Remember, this is linked with the word to burn aishens, right? To burn incense in intercession and in worship, right? Ether is connected to it. Plenty, riches, abundance, fullness. It's a city in the lowland of Yehuda in Joshua 15 and in Joshua 15 and 42. Metaphysically, praise refers to Yehuda being in touch with the fullness of abundant substance in the subconsciousness. The subconsciousness is that low land, right? That we have our consciousness, right? And then we have our subconsciousness. See, some people are in the subconscious level, you know what I mean? Or some might even call it a kind of an unconscious, but there's that subconscious level, and then we have the God mind, the Christ mind, that super, you know, consciousness, as it were, right? But here we're speaking about ether as it relates to entreating and as it relates to the use of the aishens and intercession and worship. We find that praise is essential, representing Judah, since ether, right, or utter, was a city in the lowland of Judah. Now, ether, right, or you can see it as ether, which is a kind of an interesting connection, and it's the word right before Ethiopia within the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary entry, so that's also of some interest, is the spiritual substance. What kind of substance? It is spiritual. But some people say, well, spirit is like air, is like breath. What is the substance of spirit? You know what I'm saying? So it even takes that Christ mind or that grace and that anointed and that repairing of our eye and our hearing, right? The shama, that faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by that word of Ha-Elohim. So in looking into his word as we're looking into the Torah portion here and just taking this as a kind of snapshot. When I saw this, I said, wow, that's interesting. I started to think on it a little bit more. Then I went over it. I said, Chan, I got to share this with the brothers and sisters, especially right here, especially right now. So we have the ether or the ether. The utter is a spiritual substance in which we live, move, and have our being. Sounds familiar, right? Hawari Apollos, Rab Shaul speaks to that, right? The spiritual substance in which we live, move, and have our being, and out of which can be made whatever we desire, whatever we desire. Now, some scientists, and we say like the Gnostics, when we speak about science in the Jah, in the God, in the Christ science, we're speaking about the true gnosis, right? So we might say scientists, because scientia, or science, the word means to know. Simple, basic, like gnosis, to know. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So some scientists teach that space, it teaches that space is heavily charged with energies that would transform the earth if they could be controlled. Arthur Eddington says that about half the leading physicists, they assert that the ether, so this word ata and eta, you read it in translation, is connected with what we call the ether. All right, so think about the aishens and the ether, the ear. Right? The ether exists, and the other half deny its existence. So some of the physicists have the eye to see that the ether exists, while the other half, or others, they deny its existence. But in the words of Arthur Eddington, right, he says, both parties mean exactly the same thing and are divided only by words. So one says the ether exists. And the other says, no, the ether does not exist. And in a sense, according to Arthur Eddington, I think I get his point, right, they basically are saying the same thing based on what they are able to see and what they are able to perceive, right? He says that hearing here, right, and, you know, hearing here and ones don't understand. Seeing see and they don't perceive, right? So some perceive it, some don't perceive it. And even those who don't perceive it is still there, but it being what it is, right, is also able not to be perceived. When we say in the creed, right, the Orthodox creed, he who is seen, he who is not seen, he was visible and invisible. Jehovah's? So we're speaking of the ether. So one with spiritual, iritical understanding knows that the ether, the atah, might exist as an emanation of mine. Now what is emanation? Now, we know our Abba and Father, he warns us about the pseudo-emanation philosophy of the world, flesh, and devil system, right, and of this so-called, this New Age ism, schism, right, that's not based on the word of truth, right? But the emanation is like, for example, a word. Word sound emanates from our mouth. You over what I'm saying? Word sound emanates, right? The emanation of the mind, the thoughts, right? May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation, that meditation, the vibration, the emanation of mind, right? And should not be confused. Make no mistake, right, in pretending or assuming that man is emanated from a deity, right, or a god. Man is not emanated. We are created in his image and after his likeness. And male and female, he created them. So this is not to be confused in its limitations with matter. What we just said is not to be confused with its limitation in matter. Because some think that there's a time when man will not be. You understand? But they don't recognize that man, essentially, in essence, is in the mind, right, of the blameless creator. Right? And he created mind as that reflection in his image and after his likeness. So is there a time when the Almighty will never be? Of course not. So there can't be a time when man will never be, because this was always in the thought of the Almighty. And he created man, right? Not emanated man. He created man in his image and after his likeness. And this should not be confused with, in its limitations with matter. It's being, the being. It be what it be. Right? He be who he be. He said, Ehya Asher Ehya. Ehya Asher Ehya. Ahya Sherahya. I am. Right? That which I am. Its being is governed and sustained by ideas. Ideas, thoughts. And ideas, thoughts, have no physical five cycle limitation. Thus, peek into the mystery of the Aishans. The Aishans in worship. Right? May our prayers go up before he who be who he be, right? As the evening Aishans. Why was Aishans used especially in the evening worship? You know what I'm saying? In the evening worship, we find it even written within the Psalms. So as we study these things and we discern and we glean from it, what a blessing. What an abundance. So we're just reading right here from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, still on this word right here, which then links to Atar when we get to the very root of it, right? Atar, the H6280. So we've touched on three terms, right? Three words. We started out with the word entreat, which links to the Aishans, burning Aishans in worship and intercession and in prayer, right? The H6279. Then we went to the H6281, the Ether, E-T-H-E-R, right? Or Ether, abundance, a place in Israel, in the lowlands of Yehuda, in the lowlands of what? Praise. In the lowlands of praise. Yehuda being praise. Isis, right? Thanks and praise. Thanksgiving, Misgana giving, right? Then we have the H6280. And the 6280 brings us to the word right here, ata, sound much like the first word, but in this sense, it's to be causatively, to make abundant. And this is the prime, the primitive, the first, the good, as we can say in that sense, root, right? To be, to make abundant. But now in King James Version of the Bible, it's translated in two particular ways, right? The KJV connection is one deceitful, and the other is multiply. That's interesting, ain't that? Deceitful or multiply. See, that's the two ways. It's like the two ways right there. You know what I mean? The choice. Which way? And that's interesting with the Aishans too, right? The Aishans in that sense can be used, right, in that sense in two ways, right? It can be used in two ways, in the holy way or in other ways, right? Now, let's look up this. We have two places in the Bible. I'm really curious about why it says that in King James Version, in one place, atar means to multiply in the sense of abundant. And in another case, it can mean deceitful. Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And it uses the word atar. Huh. Then in Ezekiel 35:13, it reads, thus with your mouth ye y'all have boasted against me. You have boasted against I, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. That's Ezekiel 35 and 13. Now, this is, like we said, this is a related Hebrew hieroglyphic root with the first root that we've been speaking about, and that is to entreat, right? And how Pharaoh asked that Moses and Aaron entreat Jah, right? Jehovah, right? When the plague of the frogs came about, right? And then we have Exodus 8 and 28, Pharaoh said, I will let you go that y'all may sacrifice to Jehovah your power in the wilderness, only y'all shall not go very far away. He wanted to keep the Bnei Yisrael, he wanted to keep the Hebrews close by. Like I and I went to him and said, he said, what's that old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Paro, he was really Paro. It was really extremely powerful. He says, only y'all should not go very far away. And then he says, entreat for me. He says, burn Aishans, intercede, pray for me. In other words, he says, when you burn that Aishans, burn it for me. All right? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like in the Western Gentile culture, they'll take a drink. Like they will give cheers with a drink, you know, like, you know, with the wine or whatnot or alcohol of some kind or toast or whatnot like that. Right? But in the ancient sense, the drinking, I explained this, shared this with a sister, and this is also the reason why Rastaman say, you know, when we sup the chalice, we say sup the chalice. Notice that? And Rastaman don't say, like, I am smoking. We don't use that sort of terminology. It's the Aishans that is smoking, not I that is smoking, but it's the Aishans that is smoking. You know, I am burning it. I am causing it to burn, right? And I am supping, drinking. All right, so the idea in ancient and archaic Amharic for smoking was teta. Teta is the word to drink. So the word to drink in the archaic or the older Highland and Holy Solomonic Davidic Covenant Kingdom use of the Amharic, the old phrase for smoking was to drink, right? Like to sup the chalice, just to kind of keep that in mind right there. So this idea that we can read in Exodus 8 and 28, where he says, okay, you go, don't go very far, and atar, right? And atar for I, you know, build that tar, make that tar, burn some Aishans, right? Burn some Aishans, as he's saying right here, burn some Aishans for I, you know, burn some Aishans for I. Just looking over the Hebrew here, it is really, really, you know, very interesting. He says, don't go far, right? Et ha'am, you know what I mean? You know, entreat. He says, entreat for I. Then in the next verse, Moses says to Paro, behold, I go out from thee, and I will, he says, entreat Jehovah. He's going to entreat Jehovah. He's going to entreat Hashem. He said, I am going to burn the Aishans. I am going to entreat, you know, I'm going to entreat Hashem. All right, let me look at the verse right here. Yes, I'm going to entreat Hashem. He says that the swarms of the flies may depart from Paro'o and from his servants and from his people tomorrow, but let not Pharaoh, the federal government of Egypt, deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Jehovah, all right, to Yehovah. To he who he be, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Then in verse 30, it says, and Moshe went out from Paro and entreated. So then he went out from Pharaoh and he entreated. He entreated Jah. Right? Then we have in 9:28, entreat Jah, right? For it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and y'all shall stay no longer. This is 9 and 28. Remember, there's 8 places where Paro and where the back and forth is concerning entreating Jehovah. And very clearly in the entreaty of Jehovah, here is the ha-etiru ala Yehovah. Ha-etiru, like ha-etiru. Ha-etiru is like saying you all. If I say ha-etiru, Ali Hoa. I'm saying like entreat Jah, you know, burn Aishans, right? Burn Aishans for Jah, right? In other words, intercede, right? Pray in that sense, because we know that the prayer is connected with the Aishans. Revelation makes that very clear, the Psalms of David. And also, when we look at the pattern, right, of the Holy Liberty, especially concerning the Holy Orders, we see that within the priestical order, but we even see that right here very clearly in Exodus, right? So then we have two more, and these two now link with this Torah portion, the 15th Torah portion, and saying, Tcha, Rastafari, it is Friday, brothers and sisters, for this 15th Torah portion reading and feeding, Bo, right, go in. So we have in Exodus chapter 10, verse 17, now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin. This is Paro speaking. Pharaoh is now asking Moshe and Aharon to forgive, right? To forgive. He prayed them, right? His sin only this once and entreat. You see, the Atar Ha'etiru, right? Ha'etiru Al Yehova, right? Entreat Jah, burn Aishans in worship, intercede reciprocally to listen to prayer, right? To he who be who he be, your power, Elohim, that he may take away from me this death only. That he may take away what from Paro? The death only. Then we have verse 18 for the last place of the entreaty, the call to entreat, the call to burn Aishan. So we have eight times. This is mentioned in Exodus in three chapters. Right, many of them, mainly in chapter 8, but then we have one in chapter 9, one reference, and two here in chapter 10, and this is the second one. And he went out from Paro, right, and he went out from Pharaoh, and entreated, right, and entreated, why you itar al Yehova, and he entreated Jah. Right, he entreated he who be who he be. And we get to see right here that the locust plague, right, the locusts were removed, right, were removed by Jah by a mighty strong west wind. Now that's very interesting when we think about what the locusts, what do the locusts represent, right? Does that have anything to do with the locust plague, the immigration, Trump's immigration and locust plague, right? Speaking about these nations, because prophecy says that Jah will send the terrible of all nations on that end time. You know, that end time city that's like Sodom and like Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So we can see there were 7 years, right? 7 years of Obama, right? The 7 years of Obama now, 2017, right? 3 years will bring us to 2020, but let's think about it. 2019, that's 400 years, right? For the once lost, now found, black and brown. And then we have 2020, which is the Ethiopic and the true 2012. So think about these 3 years and then the three remaining plagues. This is what I think we need to focus on, these three remaining plagues, and how there is a high likelihood and probability, right, that these two, right, will manifest, right, as we get closer and closer and move onward and upward in the King of Kings Christ. Amen. Amen. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. Let's take a little Selah moment right here and thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. Xiav Yemesket. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Yes, shalom. That shalom. Was actually shalom. Something bold and something shalom. New, but Jah willing, hopefully all things true. Shalom. That was from like 2017, but it still resonates here within this season, this time, the 15th sabbatical study. Now, we kind of pushed it forward. We have the hour coming forward, the last hour, then the first day service, a.k.a. Sunday service, coming forward at the 1 a.m. hour. Ones and ones that might not be able to be up, we're in different time zones, and, you know, it's the MRE, you know, it's mana, angels, bread ready to eat. Hopefully ones can check it out at a more convenient time, but here, going to push forward, like to share this on the Messiah, another shine quote right here, Lord.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no. this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
You're here, so here. Let's work on I and I self. So here, looking at the time right here, let's begin with the order and the prayer, you know, before we ride up, you know, before we ride up the order and the prayer right here. And then we'll go through the Torah reading and feeding. And perhaps for the Sunday service, we'll have like the fulfillment. Usually it's around this time that we initiate. Now, of course, there is Psalm 24. So let's ride up with Psalm 24, just a hear of Psalm 24 in some English and the Hebrew. I and I, sister, hail up Queen Makeda, you know, and give thanks, you know, may Jah bless, you know, first time I and I, Hebrew sister, you know, performed over there in the state, and it's a good reception, you know, on the music, Hebrew, you know, music by we Hebrew and Yehudi people. I'd like to share this particular tune right here. It's called Clean Hands, Queen Makeda. Clean Hands is based on Psalm 24, which is the first day psalm. And for this Shabbat here in the season, it is today's daily psalm. It was a daily psalm here for the 28th of January. You know, in the calendar conversions, lines up the 28th of January. But it's also the first day psalm. So we get more into the first day psalm on the first day. But here, Queen Makeda. It's called Clean Hands because it's a Hebrew verse that she emphasized. Niki kapayim uvar lebab. Niki, clean, innocent, kapayim, cup. The cup is like the palm of the hand. Clean hands, niki kapayim, ubar lebab, modern Hebrew, uvar levav, modern Hebrew, uvar levav, ancient pointing, ubar lebab. Clean hands, yes, sir.
You have created Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad, Ahad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our Elohim, he who be, we be Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Ahad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni'ai. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawah iti ua ne romimah Shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me, Gadlu layawah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together. Ua ne romema shemo yachadau, yachadau, yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Rosh, as Ras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He has created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy.
the scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk. And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his idleness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated. And the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein HaTorah, who giveth the Torah, who giveth the law, 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 giveth the law.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan lanu et Torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Notein HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, the first of Ethiopia. Honor and well wishes and favor.
tonight. Humble lion, I not too forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. And for this 15th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding for this sabbatical study, RSS number 15, Bo, Gibba, Gibba, Go, 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 Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. And for this 15th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding for this sabbatical study, RSS number 15, Bo Gibba, go, go in, Bo Il Paro, go into Pharaoh. This week's Torah portion, reading and feeding the Aliyah from the Torah, Exodus chapter 10, picking up with Exodus chapter 10 for this third reading from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. So picking up Exodus chapter 10, and verse 1 to Exodus chapter 13, verse 16, for this 15th RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, and in our annual Shana Cycle of Torah portion reading and feedings for this Shabbat Strong Hebrew First Words. Yes, I. B'shem ha'am v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One, the One, the One, the One.
Shemot Bo, Yod, Yod, Tet Vav, Tet Wow, Tet Wow, Tet Wow. And hear, Shema Yisra, hear for the Rishon Aliyah, hear for the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first up offering here for this Shabbat Bo, Sabbath, go in. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 10 for the third reading here in this second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 10, the contest with Pharaoh, the eighth demand. Vayomer Yehovah il Moshe, bo il paro. Ki ani yachikavati eta livo eta lev vadayo lema'ana shitiya ototai eile kiribo kiribo kiribo. And Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, go in, bo, go in to Paro, bo il Paro. For I have hardened his heart. Kiani hikavati etalibo, and the heart of his servants, ve'etalev vadayo, that I might show these my signs in the midst of them. Li ma'ana shiti ototai eile bikirbo, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what I have wrought in Mitzrayim, and my signs which I have done among them, that y'all may know, ki ani Yehovah, that I be Jehovah. Ule ma'ana tisapira be'azneya vineta uvena bineka eta asher hita alaletiya be'mitzrayi ve'eto totaya asher samti vam ve'yada'item ki ani Yehovah. And Moses, Moshe, and Aharon, and Aaron went into Pharaoh and said to him, Kohamari Yehovah, Eloheya ha'evri, Adamataya meya anta, leya anota mipanaya, shalacha ami, we ya avduni. And Moses and Aaron went in to Paro, to Pharaoh, wayavo Moshe, we Aharon, illa Paro, and said to him, Wayomru Elayo. Thus, like this, saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews. Kohamari Yahuwah Elohe Ha'evri. How long, Adamatai? How long, Adamatai? How long wilt thou that I refuse to humble thyself before me? Before I, Admataya Meya Anta Leya Anota Mipanai Panai 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 Panai. Let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. Shalach Ami Ya Avuduni. Else, if thou that I refuse to let my people go, send them forth, let them go. Behold, tomorrow will I bring locusts into thy border. Ki ima ma'ina ata le shaleach et ami. Hini meyavia machara arbe biya gevulecha. And they shall cover the face of the earth that one may not be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth to you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. Mina ha barada wi akala eta kola ha eta ha tomeyach lakem mina ha sade. And thy houses shall be filled, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Mitzrayim, of all the Egyptians, as neither thy fathers, thy patriarchs, nor thy fathers' fathers, thy patriarchs have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth to this day. U maloa vateka, u vate kola vadeka, u vate kola mitrai, asher lo rau voteka, wai vota voteka, mia yoma hea yotam, allaha adama adahayom haze. And he turned, and went out, from Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's servants said to him, Wayomru avode Pharaoh helayo. Adamataya, yehezehelanua lia mokesha. Shalach eta ha'anshi, waya ya'avdu eti Yehova Eloheihem. Het remateda kia avda mitraim. And Pharaoh's servant said to him, How long, Adamatai, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Adam Matai, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Adam Matai, let the men go, shalach et ha'anshim, that they may serve Yahuwah Jehovah, their Elohim. Why ya avdu eti Yehovah Eloheihem? Knowest thou not yet that Mitzrayim, that Egypt, that Kemet is destroyed? Het remate da'a ki avda Mitzrayim. And Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh. The contest with Pharaoh, the third compromise refused. Verse 8, and Moshe and Aharon and Aaron were brought again to Paro, and he said to them, go, serve Yahuwah, Jehovah, your Elohim, your nature. But who are they that shall go? Why are you shav eta Moshe, eta Aharon, illa Paro? And he said to them, Vayomer Elohim, Leku, Ivdu Eti Yehova Elohekem. Me, what me? Ha Holchim. Go, try. Serve Jehovah your Elohim. Lekhu Ivdu Eti Yehova Elohekem. But who are they that shall go? Me, what me? Ha Holchim. Who and who? Me, what me? Ha Holchim. But who and who are they that shall go, that shall try? And Moses, Moshe said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go. We will go, for we must hold a feast to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah. Ua visa kenenu nelech be va nenu ua viva notenu be sonenu ua viva karenu nelech ki ahagi Yehova lanu. And he said to them, Vayomer lehem, so be Yahuwah Jehovah with you, as I will let you go. And your little ones, see y'all that evil is before your face. While your mother lay him, yehi akein Yehova aimekem kaashara it shalacha etekem we etatapekem ru ki ra'a negeda panekem. See y'all that ra'a is before your face. Ru ki ra'ah negeda penekem. Not so. Go now, ye y'all that are men, and serve Yahuwah and serve Jehovah, for that is what y'all desire. Lo kain, not so. Lo kain, liku, go, try. Liku na, try now, go now. Liku na, ha givari, ha? Givari, y'all that are men, we'll eti Yehovah and serve Jehovah. Ki otaha atem bevakshim. That is what you desire. That is what you desire. Ki otaha atem bevakshim. Vaya garesha otam me'eta b'nei faro. And they were driven out of Paro's presence, out of the great house's face and perception, 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 perception.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The contest with Pharaoh, here, for the Sheni, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Bow, Sabbath go in, here for the Sheni. Aliyah, the Sheni, the second up offering, second reading here for this Shabbat. Here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 10 here at verse 12. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the 11th miracle, the 11th miracle, the 8th judgment here at verse 12 for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bo. Vayomeri Yehova el Moshe, Nitei Yadika Allah Aretz Mitzrayim Ba'arebe We Ya Allah Aretz Mitzrayim We Yokala Etakola Aisev Ha Aretz Etakola Shara Hishair Habarad. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, stretch out thine hand over the land of Mitzrayim, over the land of Egypt, for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Mitzrayim, upon the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. Wayomer Yahuwah and Jehovah said, Wayomer Yahuwah, Il Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moshe, Nitei Yadika, stretch out, Nitei Yadika, stretch out thine hand, Nitei Yadika, Allah Eretz Mitzrayim, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt. Ba'arebe, by way of the locusts, for the locusts, Ba'arebe, with Ya'Allah, Allah Eretz Mitzrayim, that they may come up upon the land of Mitzrayim, upon the land of Egypt. And eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moshe and Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah and Jehovah brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all night. When it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Mitzrayim and rested in all the coasts of Mitzrayim. Very grievous. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they cover the land, they cover the face of the whole earth. For they covered the face of the whole earth so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruits of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs or of the field throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. Then Paro called Moshe and Aharon in haste. And he said, I have sinned, I have acted up against Yahuwah, against Jehovah, Yal Elohim, true good, true God, your nature, and against you, and against y'all. Why am I here, Paro, Alikro, Limoshe, Ule Aharon? Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aharon and Aaron in haste. Why am I here, Paro, Likro, Limoshe, Ule Aharon? Why you merra? Chatati ala Yehovah. And he said, Wayomer, and he said, I have sinned, I have acted up, Chatati, I have sinned against Jehovah, y'all Elohim, Chatati ala Yehovah Elohekem, and against you, against y'all. Now, therefore forgive, I pray that I, my sin, my uckery, only this once, and entreat Yahuwah Elohekem, Jehovah Yal Elohim, that he may take away from me this death, only. Sa na chatati ak ha pa'am with ha etiru la Yahuwah Elohekem with ya sera me alai raka eta ha maveta hazeta. Now therefore forgive with ata sa na. Now forgive, now therefore forgive, I pray that I, we'ata sana chatati akka hapa'am, now therefore forgive, I pray that I, my sin, my uckery, only this once, we'ha'etiru la Yahuwah Elohekem, and entreat Jehovah y'all Elohim. That he may take away from me, that he may take away from me this death, this death only. And he went out from Paro, from Pharaoh, and entreated Yahuwah, Jehovah. And Jehovah turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, the Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Mitzrayim. But Yahuwah Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, go. The contest with Pharaoh, the 12th miracle, the 9th judgment, verse 21. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Mitzrayim. Even darkness may be felt. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, nitehi yadeka. Stretch out thine hand, nitei yadika, Allah, ha, shamayim. Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, nitei yadika, Allah, ha, shamayim. We hiya, hosheka, Allah, eret amit raim. Wayamesh, hoshek. Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hoshek, darkness over the land of Mitzrayim, even hoshek. Even darkness, which may be felt. V'yamesh choshek. And Moshe stretched forth his hand toward Shemayim, toward heaven. And there was thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the Bnei Yisrael, all the children, the sons of Yisrael, had light in their dwelling. Lo rau ish et achiyo. They saw not one another. Lo rau saw not ish man et achiyo. They saw not man his brother, lo rao isha et achiyo, lo kamu isha miyatachetayo. Neither rose any from his place, shlosheta yamin, for 3 days. Ula kala b'nei Yisrael, haya or be Moshe botam. But the children, all the children of Yisrael, Ur lekol b'nei Yisrael, but all the sons, the children of Yisrael, haya or, let there be light, had light, haya or, their moshavotam, in their moshavotam, in their dwelling.
You know we are Israelites. You know we are
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, hear for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering, hear for this Sabbath bow, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 10, here at verse 24, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering here. Here from the Sefer Shemot Bo, picking up with Exodus chapter 10, verse 24, the contest with Pharaoh, the fourth compromise, refuse. Vayikra Pharaoh, il Moshe, vayomer l'ku. Ivudu eti Yehovah raka tzonkem uva karkem yutzaga gamat apikem yelecha imakem. And Pharaoh called to Moshe, to Moses, and said, go y'all, serve Yahuwah, Jehovah only. Let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Make your little ones, your little ones also go with you. Vayikra Pharaoh, il Moshe, and Pharaoh, the great house, called to Moshe, to Moses, Vayomer, and said, Lichu, go, trod, Lichu, evil do. Eti Yehovah. Go ye, go y'all. Serve Jehovah. Lechu. Evil do. Eti Yehovah. Rak. Sonekem. Uva. Karekem. Yutaga. Gama. Tapekem. Yelecha. Yimakem. Only let your flocks. Only let your flocks. Rak. Rak. Sonekem. Your flocks. Rak. Sonekem. Uva karekem, and your bikarekem, and your bikarekem, and your herds, be stayed, yutzaga, gam, tapikem, let your little ones, also your little ones, gam, tapikem, also your little ones, yelek, trod, imakem, with you all. And Moses, and Moshe said, thou, the I, must give I and I, also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we, that I and I may sacrifice, Yahuwah to Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim. Vayomer Moshe, gam hata, titena beyadenu azevachim, we olot, we asinu la Yahuwah Eloheinu,
Thou must give
into our hand, into I and I hand. Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Gam Ata, and also the I male, Gam Ata, Titen Biyadenu, must give into I and I hand, Titen Biyadenu, Zivachim, sacrifices, Zivachim, we olot, and burnt offerings, the olot, with our sinu la Yahuwah Eloheinu, that we, that I and I may sacrifice to Jehovah, I and I Elohim. I and I cattle also shall go with us, I and I. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for thereof must I and I take to serve Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures. And we, I and I, know not with what we, I and I, must serve Yahuwah, Jehovah, until we, I and I, come thither, till we, I and I, come there. Wagam, mikanenu yelecha, anu, lo. Tishera parsa kia mimenu nikacha la ivoda eti Yehovah Eloheinu wahenachnu lo nedaa ma na ivoda eti Yehovah ada boenu shama. I and I cattle also shall go with I and I with gam mikanenu ayelech imanu. There shall not a hoof be left behind. Lo tishaira parsa kia mimenu nikach la evoda eti Yehovah Eloheinu. For thereof must I and I take to serve Yahuwah Eloheinu kia mimenu nikach la evod et Yahuwah mimenu nikach la evod eti Yehovah Eloheinu. And we, why nachnu? And I and I, why nachnu? Lo neda'a ma na evod eti Yehovah al boenu shama. And we know not with what we must serve Yahuwah Jehovah until I and I come thither, come there. But Yahuwah Jehovah hardened Paro, Pharaoh's heart, that and he would not let them go. But Jehovah, Yahweh hardened Pharaoh, the great house's heart, and he would not let them go. Why Yahazik Yahuwah et leva paro with law ava le shalacham
shalacham.
And Pharaoh and Pharaoh said, the contest with Pharaoh, the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, the Molech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, abandoned to judgment. Verse 28. And Pharaoh said to him, get thee from me. Take heed to thyself, see my face no more. For in day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moshe said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Wayomer Lahu. And he said to him, Wayomer Lahu, Far'o, lech, 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 may, lech, lech. May, Allah, may, get thee from I, lech. May Allah, lech, may Allah, get thee from I. Hiya shamera lika, ala posef, reota panai. Ki b'yom re'oteka fanai tamut, 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 tamut. Get thee from I, lech, may alai. Take heed to thyself, hishamer leka, ka, ka, ka. See my face no more. Ala tosefa re'ota panai, for in the day thou see my face, I face, thou shalt die. Ki b'yoma reoteka fanai tamut. And Moshe said, Wayomer Moshe, Ken, Ken, divarta, divarta, Ken divarta, lo, osa, 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 reota paneka. Thou hast spoken well, the eye has spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. Ken. Divarta lo si fa oda reota paneka tapaneka tapaneka. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, give here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew, book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 11. The contest with Paro, the contest with Pharaoh, the judgment upon the firstborn foretold. Wayomeri Yehova mil Moshe oda negaa echada. Aviya, Allah paro, we Allah mitraim. Achre chena, ye shalacha et kema mize, ke shalacho, kala, gareisha, ye gareisha et kema mize, mize. And Jehovah said to Moshe, yet will I bring one plague more upon Paro, upon Pharaoh. Oda nega nega had yet one plague more. Od nega nechada avi ala paro. Yet one plague more will I bring upon Pharaoh. We ala mitraim and upon Egypt. Achreke na yishalacha etekema mize. Afterward, he will let you go hence from Heya. Kshalcho akala gareisha yigareisha et kema mize. He shall surely thrust y'all out hence from Heya altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow, let every man ask of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Speak now in the ears of the people. Daber na be'azne ha'am. Speak now in the ears of the people. Daber na be'azne ha'am. With Yisha, 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 and let them ask, ask, with Yisha, Elu, with Yisha, Elu, Yisha, Elu, Yisha, Elu, and let them ask, ask, with Yisha, Elu, Yisha, me'eta re'ehu. We isha eta reutaha kalea kasefa ukalea zahav zahav zahav, and let and make them ask. We isha elu ish man me eta reaihu of his neighbor. We isha me eta reutaha kaleya kasefa ukaleya zahav 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 zahav. Let them ask every man of his neighbor, and every isha with isha, every woman me eta reutaha of her neighbor kale kasef ukale zahav, jewels, things of silver kale kasef ukale zahav, and jewels and things of gold. And Yahuwah Jehovah gave Ha'am the people favor in the sight of the Mitzrayim of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moshe, very great in the land of Mitzrayim, in the sight of Paro's servants, in the sight of the great house's servants, and in the sight of Ha'am, and in the sight of the people. Vayiteni Yehovah et ha'chen ha'am be'aynei ha'mitzrayim gam ha'ish Moshe gadol me'od be'eretz ha'mitzrayim be'aynei avdei faro uv'aynei ha'am. Vayiteni Yehovah et ha'chen ha'am be'aynei ha'mitzrayim gam ha'ish Moshe gadol me'od be'eretz ha'mitzrayim ב'עיני עבדי פרעה ובעיני העם. And Jehovah gave the people favor. ויתן יהוה את החן העם. Favor in the sight, in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, in the eyes of the Egyptians. ב'עיני Mitzrayim. גם. Also, moreover. Ha'ish Moshe, the man, the Ish. Ha'ish, the true man, the man. Ha'ish Moshe, the man Moshe. Gadol Me'od, was very great, was great. Gadol Me'od, very much. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the Eretz, in the land of Mitzrayim. Be'aynaya Avdeya Faro, in the sight, in the eyes of the Avdei Faro, in the sight of the servants of Pharaoh. Uva'aynei ha'am, and in the sight of ha'am, and in the sight of the people, 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 the people.
Elohim, Elohim.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Oh yeah,
many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Calling into the podcast 515-602-9761. Calling and calling friends 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761 and listen to the live stream at Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
Yes, 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 Sunday service coming forward at the top of the hour, the item that can be up for it or can return. Check out the MRE, the Mana Ready to Eat, here, to the promised land. Freddie McGregor, love this tune right here, Africa. Here I come, calling out the Israelites. Listen.
Everybody just a run complicated, but Israel don't have it already. Man, at times you get ready. Everybody don't know Jaja already.
Underground war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Why?
Underground
war.
Here I come.
Ethiopia land is best of all. Repatriate and make we take it all. No plan for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oh.
Africa war, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go there, we not run. Judge and no respect, we are free.
Africa have some really nice people. When you reach there, I know you will see it. No plan for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be seen again.
Africa war.
We're now run left it.
Here I come.
Boy.
Africa war. Here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Take a track up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa war.
Oh, yeah, why?
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa war.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelites, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Judge no respect, we are.
Thank you.
time, first day service, Shabbat Tov, yes I, Rastafari.
Calling, Sunday service beginning right now. Good week, be strong. Itkashu, בשירות יום ראשון שמתחיל ממש עכשיו. שבוע טוב, תהיה חזק.
Yes. Calling, yes I, Rastafari.